Before chapter 5, before lunch break, we were on some changes on chapter 1 still. And I only have three smaller points on the chapters between chapter 1 and chapter 5. In chapter 2, in the definitions, the perishable cargoes, I wondered whether it would be a good idea to include fruits and vegetables also in the definition of perishable cargoes. And another point was in chapter 4, point 4.1, chain of responsibilities. There it is mentioned that the packer of a CTU is fully responsible for everything that's going into that CTU. But that would mean that a packer is also responsible for already packed cargoes, which are packed into a CTU. And my suggestion is to take this responsibility away. So the packer should be responsible to avoid pest infestation to the CTU itself. But if he receives, for example, a wooden or carton packaged cargo, and this cargo is already some kind of dealt with pest infestation and it is marked accordingly, the packer of the CTU should not be responsible for what is in the already packed cargo he receives to pack the CTU. And in chapter 4, chapter 4.2, 4.2.3, the CTU code at the moment mentions cargo should be sufficiently secured. In the proposals, the same sentence mentions the cargo should be secured, but not sufficiently. So it is a complete difference if a cargo is secured anyhow, or if a cargo is secured sufficiently, best possibly is sufficiently secured according to the regulations mentioned in the Annex 10. That's all my points.